With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
To Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we got a fun one today.
Oh my gosh. We just thought we needed to revisit something. And we are in season 3, episode 1 of Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's called In the Name of the Father.
Okay. This is what's so wild to me about this is like, this was the premiere episode. This was Melissa and Kathy's first episode. This is season 3. Like, this is season 3. Like, this is the premiere episode, and this season is insane.
We're in 2011, and Melissa looks like a different human.
Literally, I was like, wow, a nose job and eyebrows and a little lip filler fix. Like, again, you're not ugly. You're just poor.
She's gorgeous. She has such a defined chin.
She's very angular, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She looks stunning, mm-hmm. but And I'm also like, it was like so fun to rewatch. I'm like, wait, we're only in season three. Like, wait, Tree already
was bankrupt.
Right. Yeah. Like, wait, she already had the number one selling New York Times bestselling book. I'm like, wait, we're only on season three. I feel like so much happened in the first two seasons.
And not only that, you also were like, we've never actually, like, we've done older episodes, but we were never in a season of recapping where Caroline, like the Manzos and the Lurie, like that they've been back, right? Like, so it's like, it's just so funny seeing her because you were like, oh, wouldn't it be interesting to have Caroline in like Ultimate Girls Trip? Like, see, and I was like, no, she's no fun.
Oh, I would like.
She's a Cynthia. She's no fun.
No, I feel like she would do a good job like reasoning with them.
Could you imagine if she was on season two of Ultimate Girls Trip? She would be like
horrified.
Like if
she'd leave.
Yeah, I think she'd leave for sure. But I'm like, what? Like Caroline's actually one of the ones that I think a lot of the Jersey ones, maybe outside of like Danielle Staub, like have really kind of once they've left, they've kind of gone into the ether. You know, they're not creating.
She has a podcast and then they have
Does
the
she
whole,
still have it?
The whole Manzod spinoff.
No, I know, but I'm saying like she's not like – I don't feel like she's trying to grasp at her fame still like some T's are, you know?
Sure.
You know? Let's go over the taglines.
But also I it was interesting to rewatch because I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't even talk to Dina anymore.
Yeah.
You don't talk to your brother anymore. Like
they moved to Vegas. Jacqueline and Chris are now in Vegas.
It's just like, kind of sad to see – where these people are like now with Kathy. Their like family stuff. And also this is a complete family show. We will go over the taglines, but right now we have Teresa and then Melissa's introduced as the sister-in-law. Then it's
Kathy.
And Kathy is all amongst cousin. That family as well. Mm-hmm. And then it's Caroline is weaved into that.
And Jacqueline.
And Jacqueline, who's her sister-in-law. Which, so it really is a familial show.
But remember, this is a five housewife season.
No.
So we had New York where we're like, you can't have five housewives. It doesn't work, right? And then I'm like, no, this season is so insane. Five housewives work, but they got to be related. You got to have relations, you know? Like, so Beverly Hills, if we want to cut it down, you bring back Kim, you pay Kathy her $2 million to appear as a friend of, and maybe that's how it works out,
it's
you know?
It's so sad. We're not going to get Kathy Hilton. She hasn't filmed at all.
We'll be okay.
I'm mad at Kathy personally.
I agree.
Like, Kathy, you don't need the money. Like, just
or maybe
have
she
fun.
Does.
No, I do not think that
maybe
need
she
the
needs
money.
To upgrade her
she
TV trays.
She has a $53 million spec home that's just like, oh, we're actually not going to move into it. We're just going to like resell it. And I mean, she doesn't need the money at all. Just go have fun. I mean, I really believe everyone needs to know their worth, but Kathy, you don't need more worth.
Okay. Or like, well, and what we'll find out in here too is how good somebody's worth ethnic or ethic can be. Okay, let's do taglines.
Okay, Caroline. Life is about change. Sometimes you just have to roll with the punches.
That was like too happy.
Okay. Try Life again. Is about change. Sometimes you just have to roll with the punches.
I'm just also going to say that there's a lot of accents that we'll be doing in this podcast and we apologize.
And I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Courtney thinks she's from Boston now.
I mean, but my family is from Boston.
Okay.
I'm Italian.
Okay,
cool. Okay, Melissa Gorga. I have a life that most girls only dream of.
Jacqueline. I can hold my own. I am my own person.
Boring. Kathy Wakili. People say that I'm sweet, but I'm tough, so don't cross me.
She also rides her bike to the grocery
it
store.
It really
this
bothered
episode.
Me. She's not very good at riding a bike. And then she's like, got back. She's like, whoa.
It was also like a beach cruiser with a basket and she overbought and couldn't balance herself. But we'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay, Teresa. I'm a Jersey girl. No one can knock me down.
And also, I do have to say thank you for Kathy being on this season because while she was a bore and just kind of, you know, like normcore there, like she did introduce us to Rosie. We didn't meet Rosie this episode, but.
You do get a glimpse of her at the christening.
She breaking up a fight.
She was pulling back the Joes.
Okay. So the episode, we'll just like kind of go through it. So the episode starts and I'm like saying to Mary, I'm like hitting her like, Mary, wait, we open with the christening? Like we open with the fight and then it's like. It's like, you know, kind of fades out and it's like 1 week earlier. So we'll get into it. But what was a few things that you noticed just in
immediately?
The
I was like, do they have a cross ice sculpture at the christening? This looks like a wedding.
It's the manor. It's fine dining. The manor, fine dining. And then the photo, the painting of just little Joey, yeah. Giuseppe, he is 90 years old in that photo. He like reminds me kind of like of like the Michelin man in his outfit.
It reminded me. like a funeral meets a wedding. Mm-hmm. Like there was a lot of.
And also we were like, was the reception 10 hours long? Like,
because I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, I've gone to a lot of christenings in my life. I'm like, those are at like 11 a.m., 10 a.m. Yeah. It's dark by the time it's over. People are taking shots. I'm like, are we taking shots at noon or is it 10 p.m.?
I think what it was all noon to 10
p.m.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go back. We'll go dive deep into it. But like we're 1 week earlier. So, you know,
okay.
Joe, he's got a pizza place now.
Joe Gorga, you know, Joe Giudice.
Yeah, Juicy. Call him Juicy and we'll go
it's Joe. It's so hard because I'm like.
They're both Joe G.
They're both Joe G. So it's Gorga Giudice. Okay. Juicy Joey.
No, he's never a Joey.
Okay. Juicy Joe. Okay. Sorry, you're totally right. He's not a Joey. He's a Joe.
Yeah, he's a Joe.
The con man.
Yep.
He has opened up Giuseppe's Homestyle Pizzeria. He's been busting his ass. He's bringing home, and Teresa's bringing home the bacon. You know, she has her New York Times bestseller.
I was trying to figure out, wait, this restaurant is packed. What the hell is happening? And then I realized, oh, it's because the book signing's happening inside the restaurant. So it's like, okay, you're going to come in here for a book signing, and then you're going to order food. Like Teresa is, she's hustling. The face card.
She's hustling. She's bringing home the bacon for the family. And she is so at this point, like, she's like, I'm going to keep my family together. You know, we went through this bankruptcy, but like, yeah, I have this show now. I'm going to have the book. I'm going to make sure my four daughters are going to take you care of. I love my Joe. And Joe's literally drinking red wine out of a white paper cup, like making pizzas. And I'm just like,
you know what's so weird though?
Construction to pizza.
While I was watching this, like while she's still with him and they've gone through bankruptcy, she still has such a light about her. Yeah. And after camp, you know, it's like she's like so much more harder. It just has like more like not experience, but like, you know, she's like seen things
she's
basically.
She's still naive at this point.
Totally. Like she's still kind of like she even says about the bankruptcy. Like I didn't even know we were having a bankruptcy until Joe said we had to go see the lawyers. You know, it's like she's still like there's still this light like we can make it work because she has no idea. And it's so sad because at one point I'm skipping ahead. I know, but she's talking to Jacqueline and she's like, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And we're like, oh,
you go to camp.
It'll happen after camp.
And it's so cute to see like Jacqueline and Caroline, they come to the book signing. They're like really the Tres Amigas.
Yeah.
She's
like, you know, I know Teresa has trouble with her family, but we're her family. Yeah. And then so then they go to the man's house. Because, you know, what's happening at the same time is there's Southern cooking dinner at the Manzo's house the same day as the christening, right? So those are our two events. Okay, you guys, the Manzo's, they're interstitial where they go to Caroline and they show the family in the background. And it's just like 3, 2, 1, cross arms with tough guys.
No, I mean, wasn't the dad a part of the mafia?
Yeah, I think so.
His penis got chopped up, right?
Lorraine and Bob at who?
Was that it? In the trunk?
And was it in his mouth?
Also, did we just make this up?
But no, why do we both know this?
But maybe you told me and then I remembered it.
Oh, that doesn't happen often though.
<I know. laughs> That doesn't happen that often. Okay, so
Caroline? This was also not okay. At the cooking part. We're at the apartment first. Right. Sorry.
So Caroline is, you know, she's like, oh God, Albie's had like such a hard year. I'm such a proud mom. You know, he got kicked out of law school basically because he didn't make the grades. And she's like, she's just like, oh, but my babies, they're 25 and 22. And
she's like, it's the proudest moment. And it's a knife in your heart at the same time.
they're like, okay, mom, we're moving out. He's 25.
And Chris is 22.
No. And she's like, we're laughing so hard.
And so like Albie's just like Albie, you know, he's just like, oh, you know, I'm starting over and like, you know, it's gonna be a change. I'm gonna have to like kind of change what I'm doing. She goes, you're not starting over. You're starting.
I can't stop saying this line to me.
Like also, I thought the line of the episode was, you're my father. This line is so much right. You're not starting over. You're starting.
Won't stop saying it. And also, I feel like I'm in the movie The Town. And like, we're talking about Dougie and we're from Boston. Like, this is not a Jersey accent.
You're not starting over. You're starting. Come on, try it once. Just try it. You'll love it.
You're not starting over. You're starting. Wait, let me try again.
Okay.
You're not starting over. You're starting. I don't, you guys, this is so stupid. I'm so sorry.
One more time.
You're not starting over. You're starting.
Because you're getting a little verklempt. You're getting a little like, you're getting like, she's like, proudest moment of my life and a knife in my heart.
Yeah, she's, you know, crying. She's like, so
she wants, you're not starting over. You're starting.
She wants to die because her 22-year-old son is moving out. She's like,
I woke up in the morning with three kids at home. Now I got one.
I know. She's like, you don't want to let them go, but you raise them to let them go.
You don't want to let them go, but you raise them to let them go.
These are horrible. This is even how Caroline
does. You guys. You're not starting over.
Okay.
You're starting.
We need to stop. Okay. So the boys are moving out.
Also, their apartment, like that view is so nice.
They're
like,
in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hoboken.
Also, Chris has developed a Cajun jargon. Yeah. That only his mother can understand. And that was Courtney's impersonation of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happened to the strip club car wash?
I mean,
it's, okay, wait, tell me this, because the season's like, so she makes a cookbook. I don't think season two is where she makes fun of them though, right? Remember, she's like, they're only 1/16th Italian. Remember Teresa says that about the Manzos?
Ooh. What?
She writes that in her cookbook that they're only 1/16th Italian.
Okay.
But I feel like that's got to be after. Well, maybe it's her second book.
Because didn't they tip them off? Isn't the whole thing that?
I mean, did the feds watch the show? Like, I feel like it's this whole thing. It's the same thing with like Jen Shah. They're like, which housewife tipped them off? And it's like, the feds don't need informants on this now, unless there's some mob ties. Listen, I'm gonna make up a story now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Alleged, because this isn't true. Caroline and Albie were going to get Albert, older Albie, we're going to get in a little trouble. And they said, free us when we got a story.
I feel like it is all kind of connected in some way.
Sure.
Allegedly.
Sure, allegedly.
Okay, so then we come to the monster that is Ashley freaking
Holmes.
Yes.
And she's like, but then Jacqueline's like so funny because they have to like close the loop on Danielle, mm-hmm. you know? And so they're like, you know, Danielle moved out of the city and she moved out of our lives. Anyways, let's go to Lizzie Grubman PR, which if you guys remember Lizzie Grubman, she was like the PR. She was like a Kelly Catrone.
She reminded me like of the Laguna Beach OC era. Really yes. skinny.
Yes.
Just like that like, Us Weekly time.
Yes, totally. But she also ran over someone with a car. Like she got like a DUI. Like she had, come on, do you remember this? Is it like ringing a bell?
Did she have a reality TV show about her PR firm?
I think she had something, and she had like a connection to Tara Reid at some point.
Also, just look her up, Lizzie Grubman. You guys will recognize her. I was like, oh, her?
Yeah, but then I'm like, okay, we got to talk about this internship.
Also, internships are a crock of shit. You need to get paid no matter what.
Is she even in college?
Actually, so she's like 19. She's trying to figure it out. She basically wants to live. I don't think you can be
a free intern without getting college credit.
I think at that time it was like any way to get into any kind of industry, like, oh, work for free and maybe in a year you'll get a real job that will pay you. And Ashley has this like grandeur of like, I'm going to like live in a one bedroom apartment and be Sex in the City and
overlooking have the Hudson.
Yeah. And her parents are like, so who's paying for that? You know?
Well, but the best part is like, first off, I'm like, if my mom ever came to my internship and was like, and she's like, can I meet the boss? No, first off, the answer is no.
But also second, her mom got her this job.
Well, true. But it's like second, and then she makes her daughter cry in front of the boss. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, so Ashley doesn't come into work every day. What?
Literally, Lizzie's like, yeah, we just need to make sure Ashley gets to work on time if she comes to work at all. And it's like, her mom's like, wait, I'm horrified. I got you this internship as a leg up because we're on this TV show and you're not even showing up. Also, you live at home. How do they not know she's not going to work?
Well, and then it's like, she's like, well, and then because, you know, after that too, that she's like crying and she, you know, she's like, mom, go away. And Lizzie's like, let me comfort you. You know, like she's like crying. She's like, you're like me, but without the violence. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Lizzie was scary.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You wouldn't want to get in a fight with her.
So then she goes and she meets up with her mom. Her mom, Ashley, Jacqueline, and Chris all go to lunch, you know.
At a diner.
And at a diner, probably around the corner.
It was really loud.
And she's like,
you guys, like, I have to wake up early to commute, and then I have to come into the city, and then I have to leave at 6?
It's like, so you have a job. And also, it's like, there are plenty of people who commute from New Jersey to New York, like, every single day. I'm like, this is so wild to me. She's
and
like,
Chris even offers, he's like, I'll pay for you commuting, you know, and then
if you get to work on time. Because like, he's like, I don't understand, like, how come you can't stick to a schedule? Like, you're late to work? Okay, wake up 10 minutes earlier.
Right.
And, like, how is she commuting? Like, do you think she's driving? Has she gotten her Jeep yet? Or is that this season she gets the Jeep?
I feel like she already got the Jeep.
Okay.
But also, you wouldn't drive into the city. You would take public transportation, which is easier.
But I'm saying, like, she could drive to the train station.
Whatever. She wants it all. She's being a baby. It's like she got a little bit of fame and thinks that she should
also
be living.
She changed
like
the
Carrie
spelling
Bradshaw
of her name.
Yes.
She changed it to the Ashley Simpson spelling.
She's also 31 now.
Oh, my God. And she's 19 here.
That's she's going through a divorce.
Yes, I believe he cheated on her.
Why do we know this? She hasn't been on TV. In
What are real life friends as opposed to our TV friends, Mary? They don't disappoint us.
But then at the same time, so Chris is having this like, because Ashley only wants to listen to Chris and Jacqueline keeps chiming in.
And but then, she's like, but Jacqueline's like chiming in with like not like, yeah, she's like not helpful. Like she's like, well, how are you expecting things to work? How are you, you know, like asking these questions, which is like, okay. Don't want on camera is like so mean. I feel like Ashley, I know she was a brat, but also like to do this on camera, it's like I can remember, you know, your young 20s is like, I feel, you know, hindsight is 20/20, but being in your 30s now, which is like the best decade, by the way, it's like, God, I was such a different person 15 years ago. You know what I mean? Like,
I haven't grown.
We've just grown in pant size.
That is true.
Progress. No, but I mean, like, it's just
no, she doesn't respect her mom. I feel like,
and the Loretta family does not like Ashley. Like, Caroline does not like, they're like, I mean, she's not blood, but she's my niece, but like,
totally,
you know, like, she's the butt of the family.
Well, I feel like also, like, Jacqueline and Ashley kind of, she had her really young, and they kind of
like Tamara Ryan
grew up together, and they have kind of maybe not like a superior, like, Ashley,
they're like more like
her
sisters,
mom are,
peers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Chris is trying to make it all better. And, you
and
know.
Then Jacqueline walks away because she said, you know, if you guys are just going to ignore me, I'm getting out of here. And he's just kind of like, and he's like defending her though, which I do love. Like, he's like, you don't give your mother the respect that she deserves. Like,
he's a really great,
he's a good mediator.
Yeah.
Like, and
he really stepped in for her.
Yeah. Totally. And I feel it's just like, for me, it's like, okay, let's figure out what the solution is to the problem if this is what we want to do, and then we'll figure out. And then, like, let's go home and we'll talk about, like, what were you thinking? Like,
she's just a hormone of teen, but she's 19.
She's still a teen. Her last year of being able to say that, right? Yeah. So then we start getting into
the whole
– the Gorga. I don't know, tree.
The whole – dynamic of the family.
So Tree's telling Jacqueline, she's like, you know, I really tried with her so much. Like, when Joe and her got married, like, I wanted her to, like, be like my sister. So I was always calling her. Then she wasn't, like, really – she didn't really care.
There's also, like, very much two different sides to the story.
Now, I feel like then I think I was on the Gorga side. I am so on Tree's side now. Like, watching this, I was like, fuck you, Melissa. Fuck you, Melissa.
No, I was always on Tree's side. I would say now I'm more on the Gorga side.
What?
Yes. So
what?
So Teresa's like, I always wanted her to like be like my real sister. And then, you know, like, we just kind of stopped calling as much. And, you know, he never even says anything nice to me anymore. But I don't need his reassurance. And, you know, he didn't even come to my book signing. And I guess I was supposed to invite him, but he never even came. So, like, there's all these.
There's this a lot of miscommunication happening. But I'm also like, they came on this show to have drama. Like, that christening, like, just watching everything at the christening, like, the Gorgas wanted to start something.
The christening is insane. But there is so much, like, bad blood.
Yeah.
And it really becomes – it's really about this competition between Melissa and Teresa.
And I believe the competition angle. I believe that, like – because she said, you know, Teresa and Joe were best friends. And then Melissa came around. And then, like, I think Teresa didn't know, like – maybe Joe didn't know how to balance it. Teresa didn't know how to balance it. And it's like.
Well, and also, like, both the Joes are in the same business. Well, Not the pizza business. Well, they did start a pizza
business too.
Oh but God, I mean, they were both kind of like in this construction business. And then, you know, it is true.
Quote
like,
unquote construction.
I feel like when families, you know, when someone gets a new car, it's like, well, now I kind of want a new car too. Like you are kind of, there is a lot of competition in families of they just bought a house here. Like, can we do that too? You know, you're trying to keep up with each other. And they're both two beautiful women and it's just interesting. So Melissa comes on the scene. She's like, I'm living the American dream, baby. Thank you, Jesus.
And she's like, yeah, so I'm spoiled. So what? And it's like, oh, God. And then?
It got sexual real quick.
So then Joe and Melissa are like getting ready. I don't know, go to dinner. What are they going to? It wasn't the christening. She's in like a blue sparkle. And she goes, Joe, will you put lotions on my leg for me? And I'm like, and Mary, you said, if I ever asked Michael to do that for me, and he's like, you want me to get you turned on? It's like, and then you guys, they make us watch him lick her toes. What in the Jackson Brittany is this shit? Oh my God, gross. But
like their opening scene together is literally giving a foot massage. And it's like, he's like, let me do your butt cheeks and neck. Your butt looks dry, baby. I'm like, what's going on?
And then she's like,
they're so also like, they're so comfortable on camera right from the get go.
Like, so they are open, ready, like,
so honest. They come in like guns blazing.
Like, it's, and then she's like, our home is 15,000 square feet,
which I didn't know was that big.
Why do they need these mausoleum houses? It's just like, it's probably because trees is $14.99, right, like $999, completely, you know?
And now they don't even live at that house.
No, and Tree can't even sell her house. It went out of escrow.
Right.
But she's like, my sister-in-law never said my house is beautiful. So they're just tit for tat in this family. Like everything is like a one-up here, you know? And then she's like, you know, my relationship with Tree got competitive. And then it's like, we see these like little nuggets of fun. It was like a Kim Zolciak sighting, yes, with like the Melissa pregnancy pics of like naked.
Holding her boobs.
Yeah, like she was like the Venus de Milo, you know, like, right, with like,
and then the oldest is like kissing her belly.
Yeah. Also, this is like when the kids are so flipping Melania cute. Melania amazing. And Antonia Gia. Oh man. And so, you know, Melissa's like,
she's living a very traditional lifestyle at this point.
Joe expects to come home to a cooked meal, clean kids, no dishes. She's like, you know, I was always taught you're a cook in the kitchen, a lady in the parlor, and a whore in the bedroom.
You know, she practiced that for like weeks. In the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm a cook in the kitchen, lady in the parlor, mm-hmm, and a whore in the bedroom.
And then she's like, Joe has such a strong worth ethic. And then she's like, not ethnic, ethic. And I'm like,
worth.
So yeah, worth. W-O-R-T-H, ethnic. You know? And then it's like, and she's like, I don't know what they do over the Giudice household. Like everything is so, that's why I can't like get behind Melissa on this. And it's also funny too, if you guys are watching Ultimate Girls Trip too, is like there's a conversation with the group where Teresa and Melissa are talking about how Melissa got on the show and Tree still believes that like she came on to like take her down. And Melissa's like, no, that's not what happened. She's like, you were DMing everyone. So it's like they've at this point just agreed to disagree, but they will there will always be,
yeah,
bad blood there. Like, just like, you know, like just a little bit. Even completely, if they're like, you know. Completely.
And then Kathy comes over to have lunch.
Yeah, but wait, we got to say the first part about what Joe says about Melissa.
Oh.
He goes, she doesn't know this, but she's my hero.
My hero.
I'm like, shut up.
But once again, like his confessionals and stuff, he's so like,
what's this black shit?
No, he's so chatty.
Oh,
to,
yeah.
They really are like reality TV gold. Like they're holding nothing back. They're having really
they
vibrant
conversations. They want to prove that they deserve to be on this show. Like, yeah. Oh, Teresa can do this. We're way more enigmatic than she is, you know? And she's like, I love her worth ethic. I'm like, well, who taught them this phrase, you know?
I don't know.
And then he's like, they're like, she's cleaning up with her young son. And he's like, ugh, it's like the misogyny. He's like, what are you doing? Cleaning? No, that's for women. Like,
very old school at this point. And I mean, they still have that power dynamic that's going on. It's like,
she wants to have envy
and her, well, and the whole last season was about she was working too much and leaves him at home alone. And they used to
there's Postmates.
I know.
DoorDash.
No, but I
Uber
like,
Eats.
No, this he's jealous. Like they are they've both admitted this. They're scared when they go out without each other. Like something's
going to
happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
which is ridiculous.
I actually don't think either of them cheat.
No, they're just jealous people.
Yeah.
Before we meet Kathy, do you want to take a quick break and we'll come right back?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know? It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free with Whey. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
So we're introduced to Kathy, and Kathy, Teresa's father and Kathy's mom are brother and sister.
So they're like first cousins?
Yeah.
No, Kathy's, sorry.
Yeah. Teresa and Kathy are first cousins.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Teresa's dad is Kathy's mom's sister.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Kathy and Teresa, they used to be just like sisters, but then she has this new family now, Jacqueline and Caroline.
And the, but it's like they came, like, I'm just saying, they came in so hot this episode, like, you know, Joe's like, oh, your new family is Jacqueline and Caroline. Like, no, like your blood, like you say, and he's like, my blood has done me wrong. And I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out what the wrong is, though. What's maybe the wrong? Like what's the event?
Abandoned. Well, it also feels like, it definitely feels
well,
like.
Because it's Joe
Giudice in the father's ear and saying like, basically just trying to show like Joe Gorga's working all the time. He never sees you guys.
But
you're always
think,
with us.
Don't you think of their worth ethnic though? Yeah. That like his dad would be happy if Joe was working hard to provide for a family. Like I think if you said like, but I'm like,
okay,
remember.
Controversial statement.
Uh-oh.
And I think a lot of times in families, like when you get married, a lot of time like people go with like the wife's family.
Yeah. No, that's not controversial. Yeah. I think that's like.
Yeah.
But
so, and I think that's what's happened here.
But also remember the rumor that's going around is that Joe basically put their parents' house on collateral right. for another place and then lost the house. And that's why the parents moved in with Teresa. Right. So it's like.
But they're not moved in at this point.
There's just a lot of underlying things that are like going on here. And it's also like I'm like, even if Joe G was saying that, like, why isn't then Nono going and talking to Joe Gorga and saying like, hey, you know, it's like. There's
also,
a lot happening.
I think there's a lot of different time of like push things under the rug. You're not having open conversations and talking about your feelings. You're just being passive aggressive.
Sure. Okay. Maybe, you know, then. But Kathy is also like Kathy's, I believe, like 10 years older than them.
Probably.
Like, I think yeah, she's like probably. A little bit older. So like, she's also, I feel like kind of takes a step back, like a lens back and kind of can see like, seems like there is miscommunication. She just wants everyone to like, you know, she's like, well, one time Teresa said to me, family sucks. And I was like, oh, okay. She's like, and I'm like laughing too, because I'm like, you know, she's like, well, they may not like you, but they have to love you, but they may not like you.
They may not like you, but they love you.
Yeah. But so I feel like she's kind of like, figure it out.
Yeah.
But also like, I don't think Kathy came on this show to take Teresa down.
No, not at all. I didn't, honestly, how did they even get casted? It's seriously like Rich is like his opening line. The producer's like, are you hot for your wife? Basically, he's like, am I hot for Kathy? Sizzling.
I'm like, sizzling.
Oh. And Kathy's literally
feeling hot, hot, hot.
Kathy's literally like. So either you love my husband or you hate him. There's no in between.
Isn't that like Danielle Staub's like line one time? Like you either love me or you hate me. There's no in between.
Right.
You know, it's like Kathy's like, yeah, my dad. Everyone just assumes Rich is Italian, but he's Lebanese. And it's just like, well, and then like Kathy bikes to the grocery store, she's like eating the mozzarella. She's like trying an oyster. She's like, so many women are afraid of veggies. I'm like, oh, what? And I'm like, what is she talking about? I feel like it's, but this is also before the time of like green juice and kale. Kale used to be like how they decorated the salad bar at Pizza Hut. Like kale was like totally never a thing until it became a thing. And I feel like also because you and I like live in like bigger cities that like people are so health conscious that when she said that I was like
Which ones?
Right.
Like
right.
What? Like why?
And then, so then we meet Kathy's family. We meet Victoria, who I said to Mary, I was like, I think Victoria's the original Sheena Shea. She's got all these portraits blown up of herself all over her room.
So funny. And then we go to Joseph's room and he has a cross and a knife and a medal on his wall. Yeah. I was like, what's going on in
it's
this
like,
room?
I'm like, did he do a knife contest? And so he won the medals, but then he thanked Jesus for it. Like, what are, like, the juxtaposition, like, all of it. Like, and they're red walls. They're bright red walls.
Yes.
Like, it's that is an aggressive room color. Aggressive room color. Now, if you guys have seen Joseph Wakili. Hello.
Babe alert. And yeah, now Victoria's married.
She's married. Yeah. I mean, they just seem like such a nice family.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're so sweet. Nice. And it's like, I think Kathy stayed on as long as she did, though, because of Rosie.
I agree. I love Rosie. Like, and I loved Judice's relationship with Rosie.
Just call him Juicy Joe.
I know.
Juicy Joe.
I
don't JJ.
I know.
JJ.
Okay, so then we're at the night. Now we have the two nights. We have Cajun night, the Southern cookie night, and then, you know, we're getting ready for the baptism.
You know, if you ask anyone in the South to make a pasta fazool, they can't do it. It's like, shut up, Caroline. So it's so funny. So we're at Melissa's house. And we're getting, you know, Melissa has freaking Evelyn over there who's supposed to be doing Teresa's house. And I'm like, I'm fine.
Doing Teresa's hair.
Yeah. And so Melissa says, like, she's never had sisters, so she doesn't know how to be a sister. I'm like, she's literally a sister to Joe. She is a sister. I understand, but I'm like, well, she's trying to call you. You are probably the person who needs to connect there. She's trying. Like, she's a bridesmaid. But watching this whole thing, like, the dynamic is so weird because even, like, scenes at the christening, it's like they're holding the baby. Like, they're talking to each other. Like, the kids are playing. So, I'm like, they're still intertwined so much, but it just – alcohol is a crazy thing.
Right.
It's a crazy thing.
But also, okay, at Teresa's house, it's just freaking chaos.
Oh my God, chaos.
At one point, they lose Adriana. She's going down the stairs. She's about a year old. Evelyn's late to do her hair. Joe has the runs. He literally is having diarrhea.
Tree, I got the runs.
But you can tell he's like, he starts going in the garage. He starts doing projects. And
he had a shirt, no shirt on, and then he put a shirt on.
Gia's like, oh, God, couldn't you put a shirt on, Dad? She's like seven.
Gia can't even go to the christening because she has a gymnastics competition. If she doesn't go, she gets kicked off the team, which irks Melissa because Melissa thinks that Teresa could have pulled. Now that Antonia, who she was super involved in gym and cheer and stuff, I bet Antonia can't miss a competition.
I mean, to me, I think
it's just tit for tat. No.
Well, no. To me, I think
if she gets kicked off the team.
Let me talk. Okay. I think that Gia should have gone to the christening. And Juicy Joe, there's a bathroom at the church if you're having a problem. Okay.
I think Joe should have gone
Joe stays back with the baby. I mean, this is like, this reminded me so much of my childhood.
Yeah.
Literally, you have to be at the church at like 10 a.m. Your mom is yelling at everyone to put on their clothes. You're running around the house like because you don't want your hair brushed. I mean, it's just chaos when you have like three or four kids.
Well, and they're all girls too.
Trying to get everyone to look nice. And presentable for church. And it's so early in the morning.
The Mahoney girls have matching dresses.
Oh, all the time matching dresses. But we hated our hair to get brushed. So we would like run from our mom when you had to get your hair brushed. Oh, you know?
Carmi did not like
that.
And
we had rat's nests.
Like, how did the hair end up at the end of it? Just like in a low bun? Like,
oh no, she just brushed it out.
Oh,
nothing fancy.
Oh, okay.
Nothing
fancy. You didn't have an Evelyn.
No, there was
or a Daniel. Was that the other guy's name?
No.
Also, there was one guy doing the girl's hair, but then like he wasn't good enough to do Teresa's hair.
Yeah, I believe so.
He was the one who had to like tell like Joe like, hey, your bitch wife wants you. No, okay, but here's the thing, Gia. Okay, she can't make it. Whatever, but Joe needed to go.
Yeah, but he had the runs. He's like, Teresa, just go to the church and without, like, me. Come back and get me. You're not going.
And then Teresa's like, and then my stomach started to rumble. And I was like, don't get me started. When I get the runs, it is no joke. And I'm like, okay, when people get the runs, it's not great.
Right.
It's not great.
And then Teresa's like pulling off. She's like, how's your stomach, Joe?
I don't know, Tree.
So Tree basically misses the entire ceremony and like makes it for a picture at the
end. I feel like Melissa, she did not. That was editing.
No, I do. And okay. Melissa's like, you know, that bitch will never miss a party, especially when someone else is paying for it. You know,
she's like, I don't know when Teresa showed up. I don't know.
I think she probably missed the most important part, but things happen.
I mean,
people get the runs. You got to get your hair done.
Well, if Evelyn, she's like, Evelyn, you should have said you had to go. She's like, I didn't know I could say that. She's like, and what always like makes me laugh too is like at this point too, there's only one
hairdresser in all of New Jersey. Like,
where's Lauren? Guess Caroline's daughter over there. Yeah. Oh, she's speaking Cajun and figuring out how to get Vito to propose. So Melissa's pissed. And then Tree, like, is so different. Tree's like,
immediately start comparing parties.
Well, she's like, you know, I think she had maybe 150. I had like 200 at a christening. It's like, okay, all you're doing is spending money. Was yours at the Manor Fine Dining or did you do it at the Brownstone?
I know.
Like, I feel like there's only like two halls there, you know? It's like these things. And then they're like, oh, where's Teresa? And she's like, I don't know. She probably had to go pick up her husband. I'm like, okay. First off, also, why couldn't Joe just drive there and meet them?
He's going to drink too much.
Probably. Well, but he didn't because he's got the runs. Right, got a stomach problem. And she's like,
he immediately gets offered a shot.
Which I'm like, they're just pouring vodka. Like,
it's 12 o'clock.
And they're pouring vodka in just like, you know, a regular glass.
Right.
And I'm like, okay. Oh, God. No. And she's like, Melissa's like, I cannot believe JJ, Juice Joe, like, I cannot believe he just slighted my husband like that. He offered him a shot. It's like, yeah, maybe because he was shitting his pants all day. And like, he was like, maybe I don't want the warm Grey Goose shot right now.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and maybe your husband didn't need it at that point either, Melissa.
And then Melissa also was like, did you see what happened? He grabbed Giuseppe, my son, and they got the photographer. And it was Teresa, Joe, and my son dancing and taking pictures. Like, I wasn't even allowed to hold her child at their christening.
She ripped him from my arms. It's like, whoa. Like, and then Teresa was like, I called Lisa for help. It's so funny because
so Lisa is Melissa's sister.
Older sister. Yeah. And she said, and I believe Teresa on this, but she said, my sister can be a cold bitch. Cause she was saying like, help us. Like, I'm trying to like get my family together. Like, what's going on? You know, I really would love, like, because she looks up to you, you know, you guys are best friends. Like, I would love for the help. I believe it. I believe her sister said that. I don't think she said like, oh, she's a cold bitch. She's probably like, ah, you know, my sister can be a cold bitch sometimes.
I agree. It's all about the tone. Right. And I do think Teresa called Lisa and was like, you know, how can, you know, I want my families to be together. And, you know, how can we work it out? Do you have any tips like with Melissa? And I do think she maybe said that as a one-off, like, oh, you know, she can be a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And totally. Like Teresa's like holding on to this.
Well, it's just, yeah, they're just all holding on. Exactly. And then, you know, and then she's like, and then Teresa's like, Kathy, you know, Richie would ride me about my spending. So I just kind of like, I was waiting for Kathy to say something like, Kathy, tell your husband. And I'm like, oh, Teresa, if only you could watch this now and realize Rich was probably trying to say like, hey, I don't think you have the funds for how you're spending.
Right.
You know? And like, also, it's like, it's so funny because Teresa's also like, my family is my family. And I feel like people like Rich, who's not technically family, right? He's married to Kathy, that she like draws that line. Like, Kathy's my family. Yeah. Rich, yep. You're Kathy's husband.
Yep, I agree.
Like, so Kathy, you need to tell your husband.
Yeah.
But, you know, Joe can tell Kathy something because Joe's married to Teresa and that's her family.
Right. Well, and then it's so cute to see Joe and Gia's relationship. Like, Gia shows up Joe. Late and Uncle Joe is just like, oh, baby girl. Like,
did you win? Yeah, because we're winners. Like, you can do no wrong.
He's the godparent. Like, Gia truly is like the apple of his eye. I feel like they just have this truly special bond. And
I think
like
when Gia was born,
so
like
happy.
He was there. I think Gia was born like before. Was he before Melissa? No, probably not. Gia was,
no,
because they were married for six. But like when I think because Gia was the firstborn and they were close at that point, and it just was like I feel like he was probably helping Teresa all the time, and just like they were always over there.
Yeah, first grandkid.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the first one, the next generation, the first of it.
Right.
But you know, it's like that's what I'm saying. It's like the relationship is so interesting because like, well, we like hate each other, but we're not going to let interfere with the kids.
Right.
So it's like so weird. And then you know, then we go back. We have to go back to the Southern Knights. They're like, you know, how do you think the christening's going? Which is like so funny in hindsight, you know. But then they're pressuring Vito.
Oh my gosh.
Poor Vito.
Vito, they're like, when are you going to marry Lauren? When are you going to – where are you guys getting married? He's like, Amalfi Coast. They're like, the Brownstone, baby.
Yeah. They're like, oh, is there a room – that was actually funny. Oh, is there a room at the Brownstone called the Amalfi Coast? I did laugh at that. But then they're like, did you see his tweet the other day? He tweeted. Did you see the tweet?
Yeah.
This is the reason why I get up and go to work every day.
Right.
A picture of Lauren.
Right.
Oh, okay. But I'm like, back to the christening.
Oh, okay. Back to the christening. So basically, like, you know, Joe Gorg is kind of saying, like, you know, I've been ignoring Teresa, like the way that she ignores me at parties. And, you know, they're always trying to like exclude us and, you know.
Yeah. Blah, and so blah, then, blah, blah. And so then too, at this point, Joe Gorg is wasted. They're all at their individual tables.
They
so Teresa's
like, cheering. This is to my son.
My son. God. Let's drink to my son.
My kids are my world.
Yeah. But so like at this, so at the tables, Teresa and her family are at a table with her parents. Joe has all of Melissa's side of her family at his table. Right. Mm-hmm. And so they're egging each other on, like, also named Joe. Lisa's husband, Joe.
Right.
He's also a Joey.
Right.
It's like, oh my God.
Too many Joes.
So many Joes to go. And they're just like egging each other on. And Teresa comes up. She's like, and she says, you know, hey, I'm going to go say congrats to my, which we're like, the producers had to tell her, probably had to say, like, go talk to your brother. Like, we need some interactions here. Right. She's like, okay, I'll go tell him congrats again.
Yeah. And but right also, you would do that. Do you know what I mean? Like you
would stop by and say, yeah, like, hey,
oh,
I just want to say
so much fun. Yeah. Thanks for having us. Congratulations again.
Right.
So she's doing that. And they're like,
and,
what? Why are you saying this now? They're basically yeah. like, you're doing this for the cameras.
Well, no, I think Joe is so drunk that they've just egged it on so much too. Like, oh, Teresa this, Teresa that she comes over and he's like, oh, you're not going to be the star of this show anymore, you know?
He's
and
like, just walk away. Go. Tree, just walk away. Walk
do
away.
Do what you do every day. Just walk the fuck away. Take a walk. You are garbage.
I know.
And I'm like, garbage?
I really, really quickly. She's like.
She's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
She's like, what? And then
why did you invite me then?
Poor like, Gia runs over there. She's like, no, stop.
No, but Tree's like, why'd you invite me then? And then Lisa steps in, you know, the sister that she calls. She goes, I think it was a technicality.
She's like, what? She's like, you're playing both sides of the fence. And then Joe takes it to another level and starts hitting the table like a freaking caveman. Like,
it was scary. It was scary.
Literally, it was so crazy.
And then it just escalated so quickly. It was like nothing.
But I think what happened was it was like he was
Joe
like yelling.
Joe Gorga was wasted. He is hitting the table super hard.
Yeah.
Joe Judas is kind of looking around.
I feel like he walks over to defend Teresa, right? Like, what's going on here? You know, I feel like probably someone at Teresa's table, like Nono, probably said, like, hey, go take care of that. Like, this is the son's christening, you know? Right. And then Joe Gorga lunges. I don't even see Juicy Joe do anything at this point besides probably curse at him or something, you know?
All the men just start going crazy, like animals. They start just coming at each other.
At what point, Joe Gorga is pulled away and then is put up against the wall with like an arm on his neck kind of thing, like to hold him back. Like, this is the definition of a Napoleon complex,
it's like,
okay?
It's you're like, a family. You're nuts. I'll fucking kill all of you. Everyone's of you. And Gia's watching the whole
but
thing.
Not,
she's crying.
But at this point, too, Joe Gorga and Joe Giudice are taken away from the fight. There's still a brawl going on.
It's a mob scene.
And there's still a
Kathy
brawl.
Kathy is like finding Adriana in a stroller.
She's like, I saw a baby in a stroller. I had to get her out of there. You know, Gia's crying. She's like, I got to calm down Gia. And it's just like
mind you guys, this is a kid's christening.
A christening. It's so crazy. And then, you know, Joe Gorga is just he's escalating. He's like, he gets between my father and me. He's ruining our relationship. Like, fuck Joe Giudice. Like, all these things. Like, I take care of my parents.
Yeah.
And then
people are like, literally, Nona's going to have a heart attack.
Like, he's had two open hearts. Like, Teresa's actually like really worried about, because Teresa the whole time, too, is just like holding her own. Like, why is he calling me garbage? He keeps calling her. Why is he calling her garbage?
Right. And Joey Gorga is trying to find his dad. You know, you're my father. You're my father.
Not yet. It's not even there yet. Like, this thing is still happening. Like, I feel like it's like, you know, she's like, Lisa's looking at Joe Gorga and she's like, look at your real sister. I'm your real sister. It's like, actually, you're not.
Right.
But
right.
Sure. And then her husband, other Joey, is like, we're going to the bar. Yeah, let's go to the bar. I'm like, nobody needs to go to the bar. Close down
they
the bar.
They go to like the back of in the kitchen.
Yeah,
like,
all of a sudden they're in the freaking kitchen. You know, like, what's happening?
I'm like, what's happening? This also, guys. This is a christening of
it's
a baby.
Still a christening. Yeah. So, you know, Teresa and Joe kind of are trying to figure out where their kids are, like make their way out. Teresa's like pushing
them
out.
There's so many children at this of this horrible mom.
Because it's a christening,
this random man stands on a table. They blur out his face.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is a christening.
Like, the fuck up. He says fuck at some point. I'm like, what the hell? So then, Joe, so Nono and Teresa's mom and dad, they're pissed. Oh my God, right?
This is horrifying.
So they're like sitting there speaking Italian to each other. Now. Is this outside?
Yeah, this is outside on a bench. And kind of the production's a little bit farther back, but they're all mic'd up.
Yeah.
Actually, Nono might not be, but Joe Gorgo, you can hear everything he's saying.
Yeah. I felt like it was like outside of the hall. Like we're still maybe inside the manor, fine dining. Like it's like,
because
there's like lights.
Okay.
It looks like it's still inside. Okay. Either way. Semantics, okay? And he's like, Mom, you're cold. Like, you're so cold to me. Because they're like, sit. Like, he's like, I'm your son. Remember that. And he, like, walks away. And Nono says, like, I'm proud of you. And then he's like, but go cry to your mom. Like, you only think about yourself. And Joe comes back. Do you understand now?
Should I say it?
You don't understand me. You're my father. You're my fucking father.
You're my father.
Try one more time. Give another. You're my father.
You're my father. You're my fucking father.
No, it's got less voice. Less voice.
Go.
Say, you're my father. Like he's like, sorry, like you're my fucking father.
Literally, Gia's in tears, and cut to Joe, Juicy Joe, and Joe's like, I'll fucking crack his head open.
I'm gonna crack his head open. And Teresa's like, shut up.
Teresa's like, who has Adriana? Where's the stroller?
Well, the funny thing is though, is like everybody's so on a level 10, and Teresa's like, she's like kind of on like a 7. Like this is a Saturday for her. Like here we go with the freaking fights again. She's literally like, table. Joe, get in the car. Like girls, it's gonna be fine. Get inside. Like she's so. Relatively chill compared to everyone. Like Judy, she's like, I'm gonna crack school. She's like, I'm sure you will, Joe. Get in the freaking car. Like, you know, like she's just like, I can't believe this is even happening. Like, she's like, I just wanna make sure everyone, no, you good? Mom, you good?
Gonna have a heart attack.
Like, no, it's not. I mean, this was the freaking premiere episode. Premier. Like, I was like, oh, we might have to watch like 2 episodes because it's gonna go over. It's like, no, this is all in one.
It was amazing.
We have so much in this season. Now, I highly implore, like, because when we got, you know, the episode finishes and then it's like this season on, I'm like, oh, amazing. Just such. Now, listen, I'm still on Team Tree. So you're going Gorga, I'm going Judice.
I did not enjoy Melissa this episode.
I'm just talking about this episode, strictly this episode.
No, I didn't enjoy her this episode.
So you're Team Trey.
Yeah.
Tree for the win.
No, I would say at this time I was Team Tree, but now I'm more Gorga.
Oh, I thought you meant on your rewatch when you're more Gorga.
Oh, no.
I thought you went on your rewatch this episode, you were more Gorga after a rewatch. Okay, so yeah, so your Team Tree, I'm just talking this episode. I can understand the future, whatever, you know. Yeah.
Where's the cast trip this season?
Is this when they go to Punta Cana? Wait, I'm sorry, which season? Like, season 3?
Yes. For season 3.
Oh, yeah. Right. I think that's where they go.
Fun walk down memory lane.
My father!
I feel like we're going to get a trailer.
Soon. Yeah. We'll see. Also, you're not starting over. You're just starting.
And on that note, we're out of here. Bye. We got to stop.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.